conversation now with the folks who oversee FFA, Future Farmers of America, in the school district, Clinton County School District number 2, Star Valley. Let's visit with Madison Carey and Megan Cooper, the instructor. Madison, you're the president of the organization?
Yes, that is correct.
Tell us about the organization as a summary, and then we're going to go to your instructor, your teacher.
So this is an amazing organization. We do everything. We have service projects usually about once a month. So we're really out helping the community a bunch. And then we do a lot of competitions, and we're actually heading off to state this week.
And what does state mean?
So state is like our state competition. So it's like state basketball, except for it is a week long, and we compete in everything. Horse judging, livestock judging, vet science, speaking, and stuff like that.
And you prepare for this all year long?
We really start amping up practice about a few months before, but a lot of it is preparing for fair and stuff like that.
Competing with schools all across the state. Before we go to your teacher, anything else you'd want to add?
I don't think so.
Well, thank you. Wish you all the best. You're the president. And what year in school?
I'm a junior.
Junior and president of Star Valley FFA, right?
Yes.
All the best. Megan Cook now, our teacher. Megan, tell us about this program. I'm just overwhelmed about the number of students involved. How many altogether?
So we have just over 80 on our roster. We probably have about 30 that are pretty active. And we're just excited to be, I think that we're really growing in membership. Our students have really been reaching out to other students to try to be really inclusive and increase involvement and activity. And I think that we're already seeing just with the teams that we're taking to our state competition. We have some students who didn't even start with FFA at the beginning of the school year, but as they joined a little bit later on, they have really taken on an amazing role as very competitive members.
In any given year, they will learn what? Obviously agriculture, but give us a summary from your perspective.
Yeah, so we have something called AFNR standards in FFA, agricultural, food, and natural resources. So we try to cover a little bit of everything, anything from animal science, soil conservation, wildlife and natural resources, plant science, leadership, communication, business skills. So really it's a very diverse and awesome program where any student who has any sort of interest in any of those things can find a home and a place there.
And let me ask you, I see some tags and some accomplishments with Madison. She has some specific tags. As they accomplish something, they're given an honor for that?
Yeah. As a first-year member, as a first-year member, you can earn something called a Green Hand degree. They move on to some additional accomplishments and earn the chapter degree. Beyond that, it's the state degree, which is quite exclusive in Wyoming, pretty difficult to receive. And then even more exclusive than that is something that only 1% of FFA members accomplish across the entire country, and that's called the American FFA degree.
They can do all that here.
Yes.
You have a background in agriculture yourself?
I do, yes. I come from an agriculture background, fifth generation, born to a farmer and rancher. But my passion for sharing agriculture really came when I was an FFA member myself. And becoming an ag teacher was something that just kind of became my path,
and it is
no regrets.
Where's home for you originally?
Originally, Alberta, Canada, but I went to high school in Cache Valley, Utah.
All right, very good. Anything we haven't asked you about that you'd like to add as you close out? What would you like to see a student accomplish as they finish this program?
You know, I just want them to be able to have a positive experience in this program and to become a leader that they didn't realize that they had potential to become.
It brings it right out of them, right?
Yep. So we do this through agriculture, but really, at the core, FFA is about leadership and personal development and career development as well. Our motto really revolves around service, but our mission statement is that agricultural education makes a positive difference in the lives of students by developing their potential for premier leadership, personal growth, and career success through agricultural education.
Very good. Megan Cook, instructor of FFA at Star Valley High School, and Madison Carey, the president of FFA.